Hey, this is Pastor Ricky Ortiz at MetaChurch, and I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you for tuning into our podcast and supporting our ministry. If you'd like to learn more about MetaChurch, you can visit us online at meta.church, and we're praying this message inspires you and encourages you to pursue your relationship with Jesus.
MetaChurch, what's good?
Hey, guys.
Aaron and Tamar Chip here from Nashville, Tennessee, and we are so excited to spend some time with you this weekend and share God's word. We so appreciate your pastors, Ricky and Krista, for this awesome opportunity. And we are so grateful for MetaChurch and how God is using your ministry to impact New York City.
Yeah, and just a little bit about us. Aaron and I have been married for 12 years, and we have a two-year-old, and his name is Brave, and he keeps us on our toes. We have been doing ministry together for 10 years, and we lead a worship band called Modern Day Cure. And it's through the band last summer at camp in Indiana that we met Ricky.
Yeah.
And we just had such an amazing time at camp together. And it's just so cool. It's almost like a full circle moment where we're here at MetaChurch with you guys. So it's just so good to be here.
Yeah, it's an honor. Yeah. And as Tamar said, we have a two-year-old. His name is Brave, and he lives up to his name. The kid is bold, and he is vocal.
Opinionated.
And one of the things he is most vocal about is what he wants to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the kid loves grilled cheese. And if we let him eat it three times a day, he would.
Eat it all day.
He eat it all day, for sure. And so I don't know how it is with your family, but with us, especially now that we have a toddler whose voice is in the mix, trying to figure out what we're going to eat like when we're out and about can be a challenge.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody throws out a suggestion, it gets rejected. Then a counteroffer, and then it gets rejected. And now feelings are starting to get hurt, and Brave's in the back saying, grilled cheese. And so, you know, we're driving around town, and before you know it, just chaos, and there's frustration, and we don't know which way to go. And by the time we finally figure out what we're going to eat, or what's open at that time,
that's
everybody's got an attitude, and that's that. So I don't know if it's like that with you or your family, your friends. Maybe that's just us, and God's still working on this. But it makes us think about one of our favorite scriptures, and that is Amos 3:3. And it says, how can two walk together unless they agree? Right? And that principle is so true and so profound, and it works more for than just figuring out what do you want to eat, right? It's a principle for life. How can two people walk together unless they agree on a direction, unless they agree on a destination, unless they agree on even a pace? And so, you know, we're called to walk with God. That was his original design. You know, in the garden, we think about Adam and Eve and how they walk with God in the cool of the day, the scriptures say. I don't know exactly what that time is, but that's pretty dope that they got a chance to walk with God and not have to worry about that Tennessee humidity. And so we were created to walk, but how can we walk God unless we agree? And so we found out in our lives that, you know, anything good in our life, or anything good in our marriage or in our ministry, it comes from the power of agreement. That's where our effectiveness comes from, our power comes from.
Yeah.
And first, that's agreement with God. And then secondly, agreement with each other.
Yeah, and we had to learn this really early on. We got married when we were 21 and 22, and we had to make some really tough decisions in some really, really difficult situations. And so I believe that our effectiveness and our ability just to go the distance and overcome these really difficult situations, even when it's tough, is because we've been in agreement.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. That's good. And so, first of all, agreement with God. That's first and foremost.
Yep.
And there's so much power. We get in agreement with what God says. God's word is truth. God's word is power. God's word is life. And God's word is for our flourishing.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned back in the garden. And so I want to look at Genesis chapter 3, because from the beginning, we can see that it's been Satan's job to get humanity out of agreement with what God's word is. And not just out of agreement with God, but even out of agreement with one another, each other. And so, like I said, we see from the scriptures in Genesis that Adam and Eve, they walk with God. There was sweet fellowship there. But then one day God came to walk with them and they hid themselves. Mm-hmm. Well, what would cause them to go from walking with God, being in agreement with God and their assignment to tend to the garden, and what would cause them to hide from God? Well, we know it's sin. We know the story. We know they ate of the fruit of the tree that they were not supposed to. But essentially, they broke agreement with what God said. Did. And they got out of agreement with one another. They began to blame each other once God confronted them. And both Adam and Eve knew they were not supposed to eat of the fruit of that tree. And so I want to read a scripture, Genesis chapter 3, and we'll see, because Satan thinks he's slick, but he's really been doing the same stuff for generation after generation after generation. And I'm looking down here. I have, we have our phones. I have the Bible app, YouVersion for the win. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, says, "The serpent was the shrewdest of all the wild animals the Lord God had made. One day he asked the woman, 'Did God really say that you must not eat the fruit from any of the trees in the garden?'" So here we see, Eve knows what God has said. Just like we know what God has said, we know what his word says. Maybe God has spoken something to you specifically about your family, about your life, about your destiny, about your ministry, about your career, about your finances, about your dreams, whatever it is. What has God spoken to you? We need to be in agreement with it. And we need to know that Satan's going to come in and try to whisper and ask questions and bring doubts. Did God really say? Does God really say you're an overcomer? Does God really say you're healed? Does God really say you're blessed? Did God really tell you to do this? Did God really tell you to do that? Did God really tell you to love and forgive? Did God really tell you? He wants to bring us out of agreement with what God says. And so we know the story. He asked the question, did God really say? Mm-hmm. And then he flat out goes against what God says. If we continue to read, and we know that Eve was deceived, she ate the fruit and she gave it to Adam, and Adam partook and they hid themselves. They felt shame. They knew they were naked and they tried to clothe themselves. And so again, God's word helps us flourish. There's blessing when we walk in God's word and we walk in his ways. There's blessing in the power of agreement with God. But Satan wants to question, wants to get us to question what God says, because he doesn't want us to flourish. Not in our relationship with God and not in our relationship with others. And so the thing is, when we are in agreement with God and his word, we're saying, God, I trust you. God, I trust that you are good, that you know best, and that you have the best for me. And that whatever you speak, whatever you say, God, you're the one that has to back it up. And when we come into out of agreement with God's word, then we have to fulfill
it's on
our
us.
Word. It's on us. Because we notice how Adam and Eve tried to cover themselves. And now they have to try to put in extra effort and hide and all this stuff. They began to blame and not take responsibility. And so we want to make sure that we're in agreement with God and what he says. There's so many competing voices. Again, we see Satan trying to come in and whisper. We log on to social media and we're bombarded with voices. Even our own thoughts that we have,
we have to deal with.
Right, hold captive and bring them into obedience into the mind and the will and the word of Christ. And so we want to make sure that we are in agreement with God. Believe that he knows best and he has the best for us. I'm reminded of the time in the scriptures where Jesus is talking to his disciples and letting them know the things that must happen to him, how he must suffer and how he must die. And Peter and all his personality jumps up and says, "No, Lord, that's not going to happen." And Jesus like kind of gets hype. Snaps back on him, right?
Yeah.
clap back Christ. All right, and
he was good at that.
Well, let me read it to you. Matthew 16, 23, New Living Translation. Jesus turned to Peter and said, "Get away from me, Satan. Mm. Wow. You are a dangerous trap to me. You are seeing things from a merely from a human point of view, not from God's. Wow, what a response from Jesus. Jesus was saying, listen, I'm in agreement with my Father. Even though it's going to be tough, even though necessarily I may not like want to go through this, but I'm in agreement with God. This is necessary for the salvation of all mankind. Yeah. This is my assignment. This is why I came to earth. And Peter says, no. And Jesus responds, says, get thee behind me, Satan. You're saying things just from a human point of view, not God's point of view. And so we have to make sure that the voices that we're listening to line up to God, are in agreement with God and what he has for us. Even when the people who are speaking are close to us, like Peter was to Jesus. We have to have that spiritual sensitivity and insight to know that, hey, we don't need people speaking into our lives from merely a human point of view, but from God's point of view. And so we see again this dynamic of we need to be in agreement with God and then in agreement with the right people.
Right. We have to be in agreement with both. It's critical. And, you know, the scriptures give us a great example of the power of being in agreement with people. Now, these people, they wanted to be in agreement for the wrong reasons, but this is a great case. Let me get to the scripture here. It says, Genesis 11:6 says, and the Lord said, indeed, the people are one and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. So that just simply means that nothing that they plan to do will be impossible. That is incredible.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
That's incredible. And we're talking about the Tower of Babel and the people wanted to build a tower up to the Lord, up to the heavens. But it really was for, you know, their fame and for their purpose and not God. And so God thwarted their plans. But yet we see the power of their unity and we see the power of their language. It says the people are one. They speak one language. And so we want to make sure that we are in agreement with people who are speaking the right kind of language in our lives and over our lives. Are they speaking faith? Are they speaking things that God has said? Are they speaking encouraging words? Are they speaking truth, even if it comes in the form of correction? Are they speaking truth? Or are they speaking lies? And so we want to make sure that we are in agreement with the right people who are speaking the right language in our lives. See, Satan tries to bring disagreement in our main relationships to stop us from flourishing. Again, we saw it in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, and he still tries to do the same thing today. But Psalm 133 and 1 says, how pleasant it is when the brethren dwell in unity. If you keep reading, it goes on to say, for theirs where the Lord commands the blessing. So we are blessed. There's a blessing when there's unity. There's a blessing when there's agreement. And so we want to make sure that we are in agreement with the right people in our lives. First, agreement with God, and then in agreement with people who also believe what God says for us and for our lives.
I can think about a time where we've had to be in agreement about something very significant, and that was the decision for me to step down for my full-time job. And so that was something that, you know, we had just moved to Nashville, got this new job. But even before then, we just knew that God was stirring something on the inside of us to have more time and capacity for music and for ministry. So got this new job. And then at the same time, we're believing God for a baby. Now, we had been praying for 2 years. And so God answered our prayers. 6 months later, after we moved here, we found out that we were pregnant. And so we just felt like that was very significant for God to give us a timeline of us taking this big step for me to step down. And so we had been praying about it, had the baby, finished maternity leave. And it's almost like we had this crossroad again. We had to really come together and make a decision that we were going to take this big leap. And I'm so glad that we did. We decided, I put in my resignation letter. Not to say that it was easy to do that, because we always have, we hear a word from God, but then we always have to deal with the outside circumstances. For us, it would be a significant loss of income for our family. Brand new baby, being in a brand new town, but we just knew that we heard from God and we valued and esteemed the word of God more so than thinking about all of the challenges mm-hmm. that come along with making those decisions. And God certainly honored his word. I mean, right after I put in my resignation, we just began to get emails and texts and calls. Hey, can you fill in here? Can you play here? And for 3 months after I put in the resignation letter, we had been playing every weekend, which was significant for us. And God just showing how he can provide and just, you know, giving us that miraculous provision that we needed for that season.
Yeah.
He took care of us.
He took care of us.
Yeah.
All right. But we had to be in agreement with the guy I was saying about our unique family situation and then be in agreement with one another, even when there's times it's like, oh, this looks a little nerve wracking.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
this is kind of heavy. The pressure is real.
Yeah.
But it was, again, the power of agreement with God and then the power of one another. And God showed up and he came through and he blessed. And so we're so thankful to God for his miraculous provision. And so, again, we need one another. We need each other. Like, we needed to encourage each other's faith, right? Be in agreement with the right people. And so cherish those people in your lives that speak life and faith into you. Speak the language of faith. And to find those people in your life who speak the language of faith and be encouraged. I think about Jesus and he prayed for us. He prayed for his disciples. He prayed for all those who would come to know him even beyond his disciples. And his prayer was that we would be one, that we would be in agreement with God and in agreement with one another.
Yeah.
As his people, as his church, we need to be in agreement with each other. Let me read that prayer in John chapter 17, 20 through 23. The words of Jesus says, "My prayer is not for them alone," speaking of his disciples. It says, "I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message," speaking of us, you and I, "that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me." Wow. Wow. How is the world going to believe that God sent Jesus? It's going to be through the unity of the church.
Yeah, that's it.
Through the power of agreement amongst believers. Agreement on God and his word.
Mm-hmm.
Agreement in truth. This was so dear to Jesus that before he went to the cross, he prayed to God, "I pray that my people would be one, just as you and I are one. And through that, the world will believe that you sent me." I think about Acts 2 and how after Jesus has died and been buried and resurrected, and he tells his disciples to wait in Jerusalem until they receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus ascends and to heaven, and it says in Acts 2 that his disciples were together in one accord in that upper room. And in other words, there was some unity. There was some agreement there. And here comes the fire and the wind of the Holy Spirit that empowers them to be witnesses in all the world, that empowers them to speak the word of God boldly, even in the midst of persecution and even in the midst of hardships, that empowers them to lay hands on the sick, that empowers them to do miracles and to see the miraculous in their lives and through their lives. But it happened because there was the power of agreement. And God has sent his Spirit for you and for us, so that we can walk with God right now, here and now, in 2020. That we can have that garden experience, just like Adam and Eve. That because of Jesus, sent his Holy Spirit to come alongside of us, a helper, a comforter, another of the same kind, to come walk beside us we can be in agreement with the Spirit of God. That the same power that raised Christ from the grave is alive in us and available to us right here and now in our situations. Will you get in agreement with God, with His Word, and with His Spirit? God has good for you. God has great plans. God's Word is true. He can be trusted. He wants us to be in agreement with Him. He wants us to be in agreement with the right people, people that are speaking the language of love, the language of faith, the language of truth over and in our lives. He wants us to be in agreement with His Spirit. And so be encouraged today. Be encouraged today in the power of agreement, because it's not our power. It's the power as a result of trusting in God's power. That we actually get to sit back and say, God, I'm just here walking with you. I'm just here obeying you. I'm just here trusting you, God, walking with you. But I know you're the one. You're the one that's going to make it happen. You're the one that's going to do it. You're the one that's going to fulfill your word. You speak and you make it good. And so we don't have to strive. We don't have to worry, even in uncertain times. Not by power, not by my might, but by your Spirit, God, is this thing going to be done? Yes. Tamar, will you pray for us?
Yes. Yeah. Lord, we just thank you for this time, Lord God. We thank you for the truth of your word.
Yes.
We thank you for what you're doing in our hearts, Lord God. And we just take this time to search our hearts for any areas where we have not been in agreement.
Yeah.
And we repent and we ask you for forgiveness, Lord God. We make a decision right now to come into agreement with your word.
Yes.
With what your word says, Lord God, about us. What your word says about our situation, Lord God. And we even make a decision to come into agreement with the right people.
Mm.
And where we have fallen short, Lord God, and not been in right relationship, we commit to partner with people, Lord God, that speak words of faith, words of life, words of encouragement, Lord God. We thank you for the blessing, Lord, that you promised us as we unite with you and as we unite with your people, Lord God. You said that you would command a blessing, and I just speak blessing.
Yes.
Over every heart and over every mind.
Yes.
Every mother, father, son, and daughter.
Yes.
Over every home. And we thank you for the promise of your word that we would flourish, Lord God, that we're your branches, Lord God, that you are the vine, and that we cannot do anything separate from you. We realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And we come into agreement right now.
Yes.
Right now, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much, Meta Church, for having us. Yes. We pray that you were blessed and encouraged by the word. And we know that God has so much good in store for you as we continue to walk in agreement. God bless you. And have an awesome week. Love you guys.
Hey, thanks for listening to this week's podcast. We hope it encourages you in your faith and blesses you throughout the week. If you'd like to find out more about Meta Church, you can find us online at meta.church. And we hope to see you again next week on the podcast.